new concert committee at Rosedale United Church is launching a concert series this month. The inaugural concert is Rosedale in Love, and it's going to take place in the sanctuary of the church at 7 p.m. on Sunday, February 10th. It's going to feature two wonderful singers, baritone Brett Polligato and soprano Laurie Hurst. They'll be accompanied by pianist Robert Courtgard. With us to talk about the concert is baritone Brett Polligato, himself.
Wow.
Hi, Brett.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in.
Lovely to be here.
You said you just came from Montreal. What did you do there?
I was in Montreal doing the Canadian premiere of a piece by Terence Blanchard called Champion, based on the life of Emile Griffiths. Terence himself, you would probably know him from Spike Lee movies. He does the scoring for his movies, and was just nominated for his first Oscar for BlacKkKlansman. So it was a real pleasure to perform this.
That's cool.
This new opera.
That's really
very
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah, he's an amazing composer, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing lots more of him.
Neat.
Good. I always enjoy that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the concert. It's the inaugural concert. This was just decided upon, was it? This Rosedale series February?
Yes, I think. Well, I think Robert Misson, who is the brains behind this, this has been percolating for some time. But I used to be in the choir at Rosedale United, and Laurie is currently in the choir. I fatefully got married at Rosedale United, and I think and Laurie and I have known each other for 35 years. So I think Robert thought this was a great opportunity to launch the series, having friends who have been friends for so long do a concert of music that they enjoy. Laurie's from a music theater background, and as people probably know, I'm from a classical background.
Sure.
So there's a nice mix of classical and pop music from both of us, actually. Mm-hmm. So there'll be something for everyone.
And all about love.
All about love and... Yeah, in all of its, I call it love and other disasters is what I like.
I think we almost went some there.
Did you catch the eye roll, people watching at home?
So, you have not worked with Laurie since 35 years ago?
I'm trying to think. No, we often support each other at concerts.
Sure.
And I remember 35 years ago, up in her attic bedroom, singing along to a lot of shows like Pippin and Godspell, because we're that old. But we really haven't had a chance to sing together since our Niagara Falls days.
Right, fair enough. And have you sung a lot of musical theater? I don't remember.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I did. My only staged performance was singing Showboat with Christina Szabo in Strasbourg, of all places.
Perfect.
But lately I've been touring this cabaret show with Robert Courtgard.
Yes.
Doing things like the soliloquy from Carousel and Anthem from Chess. Mm-hmm. So it's in my background. It's sort of a passion of mine, although I've never really explored that yet.
Would you call it a guilty pleasure?
I would. Some would probably call it more guilty than pleasure sometimes, but... But hey.
But you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you've got a great voice and great technique, so you should be able to sing any style, really.
Well, and you know, a lot of what I say in my cabaret show is that a lot of the music that I do perform was meant to be performed acoustically, and we just don't get that anymore.
Mm. Right.
So singing things like Carousel or Begin the Begin.
Yes.
You know, I'm getting older, I'm fascinated with people like John Raitt, Howard Keel, and even Frank Sinatra and his, those people who... They had mics because they were in big halls, but sang rather classically by today's standards.
Well,
sure.
We just had a baritone. We were playing a baritone singing.
Oh, Bruce Hubbard.
Bruce Hubbard. Gorgeous singing. Now, speaking of acoustics, let's talk about the acoustics at the United Church, Rosedale United Church. Have you rehearsed there yet?
We haven't rehearsed there, but we did this Bernstein concert last year to celebrate the 100th anniversary of his birth.
Right.
So, and you know... I sing at La Scala and Carnegie Hall, which, you know, seat thousands of people. So for me, I don't even think of acoustics anymore.
Right.
I think people will have an easy time hearing us because it's in a church setting. We're doing the concert without an intermission. So, you know, it'll be intense and fun and you'll be home early. And I'm sure if you're not humming something by the time you leave the concert, then you must have been in the washroom the whole evening.
Right. That's always nice.
I missed it.
So let's talk about the repertoire.
Well, it really is because we want to reflect not only our friendship but our career paths.
Sure.
There's a real mix. So I'm trying to put on for myself some of the classical things. I'm doing two songs that I'm doing on my Wigmore Hall recital debut this year in England, a Benjamin Britten piece and a called Lemedy, and a piece by Rebecca Clark called The Seal Man. But then there are other wonderful things like duets from Brigadoon. Laurie's doing some things from Tell Me on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. The very first piece we ever remember singing together was the Irving Berlin You're Just in Love.
Oh, yeah.
So we're starting the program with that, and we're talking about that. We both have the dubious pleasure of having appeared on a program that I don't think exists anymore called New Faces. It was out of Hamilton. It was sort of the adult version of Tiny Talent Tour.
Yeah. Billy Van hosts that?
No, I don't remember who it was. Yeah. So we're both singing pieces from there. When I was 16, sang Perhaps Love. I think, in fact, I know my aunt and uncle who are coming to the concert still have that performance on a VHS tape in their house.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so it's for us, it's very nostalgic. But once again, there's a real mix of repertoire. We're doing a duet from Parade by Jason Robert Brown. We're doing something from Spamalot. The original version of I'll Never Fall in Love Again that Burt Bacharach actually wrote for his musical Promises, Promises as a duet, although Dionne Warwick made it famous as a solo. So it's a real mix of things.
So how is this going to work out in terms of programming, in terms of how your voice feels? You wouldn't start necessarily with opera. You might start with musical theater and then go into
And to be honest, there's very little opera on the program. Mm-hmm. We're trying to structure it in such a way that, you know, the early part of the program is really the things that we did together or are growing up together in Niagara Falls. And then the second half is more about how our careers diverged.
Yes.
And how we both are survivors of failed marriages. And how, you know, through all of that, our friendship after 35 years, because there was a period which I wasn't aware of, where we sort of did grow apart. And Laurie reminded me that it was really at my wedding that we reconnected. And that's actually how she met Wayne Strongman, who is music director at Rosedale United, and how she met Robert Misson. Mm-hmm. So we sort of, like a marriage, you know, kind of drifted apart and then came back together in 35 years. Here we are.
Wow.
And aren't you incredibly fortunate to have Robert Korkgaard as a collaborative pianist for you?
There aren't enough words. You know, I met Robert, probably almost 10 years ago now. And he and I have collaborated a lot on solo recitals. And I forget how wonderful he is. But when I was in Montreal, I got this text from Laurie saying, Robert is just fabulous. I'm like over the moon. And I just forget he really is such a phenomenal player. Something that people probably don't know is that he graduated from Juilliard. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear him play, especially pop music, he plays with such ease.
Such ease.
It belies the fantastic technique that he really has.
Yeah, and nobody plays legato like Robert Korkgaard.
No.
It's just such a gift, isn't it?
When we do our cabaret concert, there's a two solo piano pieces, the second one called Farewell to Stromness. And in the concert, I always say after he plays, this is actually my favorite piece on the program. when I can sit back and listen to him play.
Isn't it joyous?
Yeah, and he will be playing a solo piece on this as well.
I'm very glad to hear that. Well, bearing that in mind, I look forward to coming in and hearing you both. I've never heard Laurie, so that will be a new thing for
me. You're in for a treat.
And always a treat to listen to you, Brett, and to listen to Robert.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking with Brett Polegato about Rosedale in Love, that is with soprano Laurie Hurst and collaborative pianist Robert Korkgaard at Rosedale United Church. That's at Roxborough Drive in Glen Road on Sunday, February 10th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 in advance or $40 at the door. And you can go to eventbrite.ca/e/Rosedale in Love for tickets. Thank you.